More nights than not, you can find pickup soccer in the White River Valley. Players come from as far away as Randolph and Lebanon to play on fields and gym floors in Tunbridge, Chelsea, and South Royalton. They're locals and recent transplants and law school students, high schoolers and retirees. In a state where one's tenure in Vermont can really matter in the social sense, it doesn't here. But of course, it's about more than just soccer, because it's always about more than soccer. Vermont Public's Sabine Pooks has this postcard.
In the rec soccer world, the phrase pickup means a certain low-stakes, come-as-you-are kind of play. But do not mistake that for a lack of commitment. Not with this group.
So we used to just do Tuesdays, Thursdays, Sundays. We've been adding Wednesdays, and I try to get to all of them. It's a lot of days. It's good, though. I mean, I'm so lucky to have this here.
Nate Barsanti is from Sharon. Spending all that time playing soccer has led to more than just strong calves.
I would say that they're my friends. A lot of them, especially those of us who have played for years and years. I mean, I think we're such a tight group, honestly.
After working hard all day, it's something you look forward to, you know?
Ron Allen started playing pickup here 4 decades ago. It's how he met his wife, Cindy.
We've been married 40 years, so. Yeah, you make friends, and then you keep track of their kids, too. They know our kids, and we know their kids, and you keep track of what they're up to. More than just sports, you keep track of everything about them. Yeah? They become your kids, in a way, too.
One of those kids is Sam Allen, Ron and Cindy's daughter-in-law.
Like, a lot of these guys, like, I grew up in Chelsea, and then I've known them from high school, but I've never, like, hung out with them. But now, like, getting involved with them and getting to know them, we all come together because we love to play soccer, but we're all, like, different human beings, too.
In the summer, soccer is followed by a dip in the White River and beers at Carlita's. Others also show up for indoors through the winter, when there's not so much else to do in the rural White River Valley. And on this rainy day in April, the group has come together for a tournament at the high school in South Royalton. Teams take turns jockeying around on the hard gym floors, aiming the ball at fold-up metal chairs that clang loudly on impact. There's a lot of laughing and a lot of teasing.
That's a beautiful way for people to practice, like, cooperation and collaboration together from wherever they're coming from.
Blake Whitehead has been playing since she moved to Tunbridge 6 years ago.
They just, like, can, like, weigh in on something that they're, like, joining to a common cause, and they're, like, working together, and they're up against each other, and it's competitive, but it's also respectful. So you're, like, practicing all of the really important skills about, like, what it means to be human. But it's in this very lighthearted, like, love of a very beautiful game.
One player, Rudy Rudell, has been playing this beautiful game with these people for decades, since he moved to Chelsea in the 80s.
Oh, it's just everything. It is what has made my world for many years.
Rudell's world is pretty full. He's a dad and a musician and a watershed scientist. And still, he's one of the reliable faces at soccer, the ones who come week after week after week. Last Thanksgiving, Rudell's house in Tunbridge burned down. He didn't have insurance on the place. So his teammates put together this tournament, which also doubles as a fundraiser. So Rudell has money to rebuild come summer.
How are you feeling?
A little emotional.
This
is a lot of people, like, from 40 years.
Underneath his bushy white beard and wire-rimmed glasses, Rudell looks touched, if not a little embarrassed, to see all these players from over the decades. And some newcomers, too. I'm one of them. Since I moved here, I've been playing with this group.
I was so psyched to hear that you were playing.
Rudell actually hasn't been playing for about a year. He's nursing an injury, though sometimes he'll still come by with his dog, Holly, to watch us play. His adult son, who's been coming to pick up since he was a little kid, he plays often, too. Rudell's teammates want to know when he's going to start rebuilding his house so they can help. They raised more than $3,000 for him at the tournament. But really, they're wondering when he's coming back to the pitch. One player asked if I could find out when he's planning to start playing again. For the story, he said, but also, quote, for us. Rudell says he hopes to be back out there this summer. For Vermont Public, I'm Sabine Pooks.